This week on RSVNB Update, another Yak Track arrives, focusing on the wilderness. From Necronium Armor and a Lava Tsunami to Dirt Beasts and the Endless Yak Sack, we share our thoughts on Yak Track's first tradable rewards. This is RSVNB Update, episode 898, recorded Thursday, September 1st, 2022, The Endless Yak Sack. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us for another episode of RSVNB Update. Tanis, welcome back here.
Thank you, Shane.
Also joining us this week is Zant. Welcome.
Hello.
I always like having you on with Yak Tracks because you always have fun comments about the artistic elements of all the new items and overrides that have come out.
Have I been on for a Yak Track?
I think you have. I think you were not on for the last one, but the one before it.
Oh, I think you're right. Okay. Yeah.
So... Zant is our resident graphics expert. Loves talking about anything
expert,
in fire.
Please.
Well, I mean, you made the Patreon reward that took the internet by storm.
Okay.
That was a sweet ass reward.
Yeah. Long story short about Zant. Back in last October, I went to him and said, "Let's do something special for the $200 Patreon milestone." Started off with the idea of a postcard turned into a full 3D environment that you eventually released to your art station that took the internet by storm, and your YouTube version of it has 30,000 plus views. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's still kind of, I did not expect it to go that crazy.
Yeah, we're talking about the Legends Guild, of course, but...
You showed us what RuneScape could look like if it was in, like, you know, a real modern engine and stuff.
Yeah, that was a fun,
pretty sweet.
That was a fun project. But you know, we're not here to talk about the Legends Guild or the future of RS Graphics today. We're here to talk about Yak Track Expedition to the Wilderness, and you can follow along with us. We have full show notes at update.show. You can also join us in our friends chat, Bits Bytes, and join our Discord at rsbnb.com/discord. I am Shane12088. Tanis can be found in-game at Tanis79, and Zant can be found currently at iZant. No spaces. They're milking that taking a walk on the wildy side word that was code word at the... coined at the start of the month. Boy, that's a mouthful. With the Yak Track Expedition to the Wilderness. And I think we should just start off with the good news for this one. The breakdown in terms of skill and kill for this Yak Track is the same as it was for the last Journey to Aya one. So it didn't get any worse and it didn't get any better. In total, you're talking about 170 hours of playtime needed to complete the entire thing if you wanted to do skill and kills. Rounding that out, that's about 3 hours a day. If you were to just do skill and kill and not focus on the actual tasks. So I was expecting to maybe see a change on that front, but we didn't. So I think that was a comfortable amount. How did you guys feel last time with that?
I mean, I was more comfortable the time before, but this is, I mean, it's fine. I think this is the way that it should be, right? Like, it's not what's best for me, but this is the way that it should be. But Shane, I
yes.
gotta know, do you even understand the reference for Take a Walk on the Wildy Side?
Yeah, it's Take a Walk on the Wild Side, something that was in some movie at some point, right?
It's a song.
Oh, okay.
From the, like, 70s, and that's what I suspected. Okay. Carry on.
Yeah, well, I really don't listen to that much 70s music, so I guess that's why that's lost on me, but nonetheless. Anybody, do you guys want to start with the rewards, or should we go through some of the tasks first? Because there are some interesting dynamics with tasks. You guys want to do rewards or tasks first?
Let's do tasks.
Yeah, let's do tasks.
Okay. So... there's an interesting side effect with this one, and you know, most of what you get for the rewards is fairly self-explanatory in terms of the past treasure hunter items that you get from this and whatnot. But when it comes to looking at all the tasks on this Yak Track, there's an interesting option every few tasks for a reward to get something called the Yak Sack. We'll come back to what's in that in just a bit. But overall, I think what we have for the task list on this Yak Track isn't too different from what we've come to expect before for all the previous ones. Any major complaints or any concerns about that?
Not really. I mean, for me, it's not just the task, but including some of the changes with the reward. I feel like, Yak Track has always been something that they could experiment and play with.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I feel like what we had probably last time was the natural kind of end and the right fit for what a RuneScape kind of battle pass should be. And so at this point, the experimentation, it's fine, right? Like the ongoing task at task 50.
That's what I want to talk about.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with that, but at the same time, I feel like the RuneScape, quote unquote battle pass was kind of cemented and was kind of perfected with the last Yak Track.
Yeah.
Versus this one.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair. The task, the infinite task after 50 is a repeating task of 60 units of skill and kill. So 3 hours worth. And the idea behind that is that you get a bonus XP store or you get the Yak Sack for completing it. So it's a way for people who get through the Yak Track to have a way of, in effect, continuing to reward their playstyle. And honestly, I'm 100% on board with this. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I don't think it's OP by any means or anything like that. It's just, I don't know. I just thought we were kind of at the end.
What you're saying is that Yak Track feels very mature in that way, in that regard.
Yes. Yes, and this is probably not even as big of a deal as what we have with some of the rewards. Even that isn't a big deal. We'll get to it.
Rewards. No. Those were the two main things I wanted to talk about. Tasks. The first thing is that we have the same skill and kill breakdown as we had for the previous Yak Track, and then we have the repeating task after task 50, which I think, in effect, signals, like you said, the maturity of Yak Track in terms of what is available for us. So, I honestly think at this point I want to talk about the rewards. I don't think that, and we'll of course come back to this if there's anything major that has been changed in terms of the balancing of some of these tasks, because we all know at this point that there are certain tasks out there that you're gonna complete the skill and kill before you complete the actual XP version of it. And the ones I think that come to mind on that angle are rune crafting and smithing, unless you're doing something truly absurd like doing the burial smithing. So I'm good to move.
Well,
on.
And I'm not gonna do anything expensive either. So when it comes to herbal lore, right, or something like that, no.
Exactly.
That kind of money.
Like for the Herb Lore Yak Track tasks, those are my opportunities to restock on things like overloads and the prayer potions for the blessed flask and whatnot, because I'm not actually going for the XP on that, so I don't do that much on the double XP events when those happen. So,
well, you, like you said, you're replenishing
replenishing supplies.
Your stores. Yeah.
So, all right. So let's start going through some of the rewards then, because the first thing that I think people are going to want to hear us talk about is that there is actually tradable items that you can get from Yak Track in the rewards for this Yak Track event, believe it or not. And in particular, what we're talking about the new over-the-shoulder capes, which I think that's actually a really interesting design, how they did that, because we've had the definition of cape for so long in game. It's nice to see moving in a different direction on that. Let's talk about how they look first, and I'll show some of them off. Then we can talk about where and when you get these. So, Zant, are you going for any of the over-the-shoulder capes?
Honestly, that one that has the black at the top and it fades to that purple at the bottom is pretty nice looking. I'm really curious how these animate on the character, though.
Right, because we did have that. That was a question with the Zuck capes that came out. They were kind of iffy on the animation front, I think.
Yeah, and a lot of capes just seem to clip with a lot of different armors too. So I don't think that would happen with these because they're so small. But I'm really curious to see what they look like on a player character. But they look great, I think.
Yeah, and part of the problem with that is that RuneScape doesn't have cloth physics, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, it would just have to be animated with a bone, probably.
Imagine how much different things would look, Tannis, if we had actual cloth physics for capes, right?
Oh yeah, that would be cool. And I've been looking forward to see what Zant was gonna kind of say about this, because I don't love them.
Really?
I don't love it.
I get the purple to blue one, honestly.
Well, I mean, collars are fine, but I don't know. I am not that impressed with the over the shoulder style cape here. Could we at least get one of them to go towards the front so we could call it an over the shoulder boulder holder? I mean, get a pun in there or something. I mean, do something, make me laugh at least.
I think what hooks me with them is they kind of are reminiscent of the Legends cape in a way.
Yes, that's it. I didn't
put
my finger on it.
Right? Like
that's precisely what it is.
And it's kind of the spikiness down at the bottom, too.
Yeah, it's small and it's got that spikiness, but...
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like the white and the gold one, that really does it for the Legends cape. And I'm assuming, just the way I'm looking at it right now, I'm assuming that the gold on the white one is that same kind of gold we've seen elsewhere in game too. That's reflective. So,
yeah, it actually looks like it. I'm zoomed in real close right now.
Well, and here's my other thing with the. So they're trying to experiment with having a tradable Yak Track reward.
Yeah.
But here's the thing about Yak Track rewards.
They're supposed to be
you
for
can
you.
Get them. And you can get them in Marketplace eventually anyway.
Yeah.
With odd mints. So how are these supposed to have any value?
I guess, and the way I heard it is that someone spent 600 mil on bonds when the update dropped. Skipped to the end of the act track. Got to task 50 and got the shoulder cape. Sold it for 550 mil.
See, but that, dude, that's just people that have too much money and they don't have anything to spend their money on now that the dual arena's gone. I mean, seriously, like, it's not worth that. There's no way that's worth that. These things are going to be worth 500K by the end of this Yak Track.
Right, because everybody who completes to task 50 on the premium task set is going to get one.
So you're guaranteed to get one when you get to 50?
Yes, but I don't know.
Okay, I did not understand that. Wow.
I don't know if you get to choose or if it's random.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of curious about now.
And
actually, and I just want to say while we're talking about the visuals real quick, one thing I noticed, you see the chain on each of these, they all have a different little symbol that kind of is themed with the cape.
Okay.
So like the kind of celestial looking one has like a sun, and the blue one has like a, I don't know, it looks like water kind of. Just... very nice.
It's kind of like the clasp of the chain, right? Like
Yeah.
I noticed that too.
Yo, the purple one that Zant and I were talking about, that's called the Stargazer shoulder cape.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, that does look really galaxy-like. Yeah, that's really pretty.
Of course, that's the one that I want to go for. The
same.
The space-themed one, and of course, it's called the Stargazer. Wonderful. The other ones are Inferno, Gilded, obviously we know which one that is, and Ultramarine.
Tannis, if you had to pick one, which one would you pick?
I get it. Okay.
Maybe the red. Got the red clasp there.
Okay, there's five of them. The first one, if you look at the concept art, the first one with the red, that's the one you get from Task 50. Then the other four come from the Yak Sack. And that's the other mechanic smaller. We have to talk about. Yeah.
Is that why it's smaller?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Because look at the other four. They're way bigger. They go down to, like, ankles, whereas this one ends at, like, knee. Interesting.
But if they keep the same trend, why would we think that you couldn't get these with oddments eventually?
Yeah, that's a thing, I guess. And
I don't... If they're making these tradable, I don't see why they would. Like, this seems like it's something kind of
special
above a typical, like, Yak Track reward.
I mean, I want to believe that, but I don't know if I do. I mean, they're going to give us...
Yeah.
Dude, they're going to make the all... I mean, they're going to make the Fresh Start World rewards available eventually, so... I don't know, man. And I don't know if I... I mean, I guess I could see it, but...
I mean, what
and
if they're
I
just
tell
being...
you, those Yak Sacks are rare. Like, I've already opened, like, three or four of them. I didn't get anything like that.
Oh, yeah, and that's the thing. The capes on the Yak Sack is classed as rare.
Yeah.
So, just keep that in mind. And you get Yak Sacks on tasks 1, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, and every 5 after that. So... You're going to get 10 Yak Sacks throughout the entire event here. Or sorry, 11 Yak Sacks, including the one on task 1. Plus however many you complete with the infinite task after task 50. So, and like you said, Tanis, these capes are definitely going to fall in price. So I don't see this as a rare item. I just see this as something that is going to work its way into the economy over time. So I'm not too concerned myself.
I'll just buy my galaxy cape eventually.
Yeah. What do you think? Sorry, Tanis. What does that alleviate your concerns? Or
yeah, I mean I'm not concerned about it. I just didn't think it's a big wow factor for me, you know, like if anything it reminds me of like the cosmetic tokens that you got at the beach or
right.
that kind of stuff where right. every once in a while, one of those will end
They'll
up
come
being,
back and,
yeah. it comes back and will be, you know, kind of expensive, but it's pretty rare for that to happen. You know, like I'm thinking like Zombie Walk or something.
Please that, no. That's a horrible combination.
Right. But it's an expensive token.
Yeah.
Even though it was dirt cheap at the time, I just don't see that happening with these capes. So I feel like the experimentation, I you could take it or leave it.
Yeah. Current market values, according to the price checker for these capes, the Wilderness Shoulder Cape you get at level 50 is 55 to 60 mil. The Ultramarine Cape is 598 mil. The Stargazer is 845 to 1 bill, depending on when it was traded. The Inferno is 399 mil, and the Gilded is between 1 bill and 1.3.
Ooh.
There's just no way. There's just no way that's going to hold.
It's no. not.
No, it's not. It's not.
Kind of surprising that one's as low as 50 mil already, but I guess that's the one you just get.
That's the one everyone gets. At 50, yeah. Yeah. So.
And then I guess everyone's getting...
Then the other ones come from the Yak-Sack.
10 chances, 11 chances.
Interesting. Okay.
Well, they're definitely unique.
Yeah. We also got Ancient Necronium Armor. I think that looks neat. It's a nice combination of green and red. It looks like, effectively, I'd say it kind of looks like, it's not dragonish, but it's definitely got a red hue to it with green trimming. Oh, and here's ones that I probably have to have, the Necronium Weapon Overrides, including what looks like a bow, a scythe, and a sword. I'll be in for that one. Vagabond's Knight Armor, amongst other things. And then I think there's also a couple of spider pets. And then the pet that we have displayed at the very top of the display in Burthorpe is a dark beast. And this is also on display on the front of the news post as well. And this is the pet that unlocks at the very late end of the Yak Track on Task 50 as well, with the shoulder cape. Wouldn't it be interesting if we could have dark beasts that looked like this in the actual game?
I'd love that.
I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
Haven't they done that with some NPCs? Like, I know they updated the Lumbridge and Ferrot guards with that Yak to Basics Yak Track. Like, they had some of the armor, like Lumbridge guard armor on that Yak Track. I wonder if they're going to do that with this, like, maybe a couple months down the line. Because, I mean, they have the model here, and by the time everyone's done with the Yak Track, I don't think people are going to be too mad that their pet is just a dark beast, you know?
Yeah, and I mean...
You know, I think there would be blowback if they changed the Dark Beast in games to this.
I could see that, but at the same time, I don't know. It's hard to tell. I think it looks fine, personally. I'm not a big fan of its face, but it definitely, like, you can tell it's got some nice sculpting on it. Like, it looks really good. There's, like, little... He looks like he has little claw marks in him where he's been, like, clawed up by something else.
Yeah, a lot of detail in there. And with that, I'm wondering, could they replace the Dark Beast with that, or would that be too much of a graphical investment polygon-wise, I wonder? Because, I mean, obviously these are going to be made to run around with, you know, a bajillion of them out with people at the Grand Exchange and such. But it shouldn't be too big of a problem, right?
Yeah, I don't think it would. And same thing about the spiders, too. Like, these are literally just the green and red spiders that you can find in, like, where is it?
Come on.
Oh, I'm like blanking. Shiloh, right?
Yeah, right there, and then there's some in, like, the place underneath a barbarian village.
The vault. Yeah.
Player safety or something.
Yes, Serenity. Fortress of... Wait.
We do it once a year. It's been so long since we've been there. So there's also the Ring of Gravestones on Premium Task 12, which will let you transmog into any of the gravestones that are in-game.
Oh, that's cool. And I didn't even know that was a thing.
It's been a while since we've seen a gravestone.
Yeah.
Wait for all those returning players to try to click on you. Be like, oh, we'll get it.
I just want to give a special reward to that ancient Necrodium scythe and the 2H as well. Like, just the bright minty green towards the top really pops, and it looks great. I love it.
Yeah, and I mean, at that point, you're making me want to use melee as a combat style, in all honesty.
I really like the weapon overrides. The armor...
It doesn't pop as much.
And I feel it's kind of a weaker offering in comparison to past Yak Tracks. Like, I'm still a big fan of permafrost ones and the crystal. I really like those armors a lot. This one doesn't do as much for me.
I wish it had more, like, bright green like the weapons do. Because it looks like, next to the weapons, it looks kind of muted. I mean, it has highlights on the spikes and stuff, but it doesn't really pop that much.
You also have to keep, like, in mind that we're in a skybox right now that is red here, where this is all being shown off, and it would probably look different if you were to take it out, I think.
Yeah, maybe. I'm wondering if these are, like, actually, like, an emissive kind of thing. Like, it kind of applies the color on top of just texture instead of... I cannot tell.
Yeah. There's also the Necronium shortbow as well, which I will probably also be going for. That's on 42. Necronium Spear, Necronium Scythe, Necronium Greatsword, and Necronium Dagger. Those are all the Necronium items. And it looks like the ones I want are fairly high in the Yak Track, so I guess I'm going the full way on this one.
Also, that lance is really nice looking.
Yeah.
I just noticed that.
Yeah. But aside from that, I mean, there's I'm going to move over to the other side here, like the Vagabond Knight armor. I mean, that's okay. It doesn't speak to me the same way as the other stuff does. It's not as popping, I guess, but there's also weapon overrides and book overrides and bow overrides for those too. So, and, you know, I think what it comes down to at the end of the day is it's the same as with all the other Yak Tracks, right? You do the Yak Track if you're looking for a way to have a... to let it kind of influence where you want to go and what you want to work on in game, or you just do the Yak Track because you're going for a specific reward, right? So
I got it. I figured it out. That's not a dark beast. That's a derp beast.
derp beast.
Okay, that's an okay thing to call it, I think.
Yeah. It's a derp beast.
Okay, fair enough.
I will say about these Vagabond, I think that's what they're called, the weapon overrides, that one sword that looks like it's got that Zaros logo in the middle of it, and it's kind of like broken off at the top, that's really cool. Like, the harsh cut at the top of that sword looks really neat. I'm a big fan of that. I would use it.
And once again, environment, art, character art, item art, everything artistic that this game is doing in this day and age, it seems to always be... in that A plus category when it comes to what it gets ranked in terms of the quality and whatnot. So I'm really happy with what we have on offer for this Yank Track. I don't see myself using much on the Vagabond side, but I do definitely see myself at points using the Necronium stuff. So 100% on board with that.
Yeah, I think we can all agree the quality of all this is fantastic, even if some of these weapons or armors are not our particular cup of tea. They are very, very high quality and very well made. So
yeah, there's also a box
to the character artists that were responsible for these. They look fantastic.
There's also a box here where you can see what you get from the Yak Sack.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Put simply, it's protein items, dummies for both skilling and combat, lamps, stars, ports, resources crate, Menophyte gift offering, pulse cores, cinder cores. 50,000 Shattered World Anima is a potential for a drop. 100 oddments, Dungeoneering token boxes, Silverhawk Down, Tight Springs, the cash bag, and of course the capes are all potential options of what you can get. So so each Yak Sack gives you the bonus XP star and two random items from the below list. So I guess with that, it is potentially you could get two capes in one. I wonder what the rare chance of that would be.
I don't know, but I'm sorry for anybody that gets a gift offering.
Yeah, there's that too. Now, let's talk about where this thing gets really interesting. In terms of with Fresh Start coming out. So, you get your first 5% XP boost at Tier 1, the second 5% at 14, and the third 5% at 29, and then the last at 45. So there's your extra 20% on top of that. Then this is going to factor in with all Fresh Start stuff. So when Fresh Start comes out, and you can see now why it would have been beneficial to have Fresh Start on the 12th instead of the 26th. You would have had more time to move through this Yak Track on your Fresh Start account and get further along to all the XP boosts. But you
You would only have the free to play track because Premier wouldn't come into play until after the first 8 weeks.
I wonder if you'd be able to use a bond and buy the Premier pass for it.
From what I understand, anything that can give a competitive edge will not be allowed until after the first 8 weeks.
Okay. Because you know what my thought was with this is that's an extra 20% that you add onto it. But even after the first 8 weeks, you're still going to have those huge XP multipliers. And potentially by that point, you'll be through the Yak Track and you'll get that as well to make up for what you're losing. So this is still a very interesting thing for Fresh Start accounts if they choose to buy a bond for it after that, after the 8 week competitive period.
Yeah, very much.
And you know,
it definitely could help you out. Like if you're going for capes and you're going for your own kind of stuff, then yeah, definitely could still come into play.
And you know what the what is a potential complication for this is that at the very low levels, Yak Track is actually easier. But one thing that we found last year, I found with the alt stuff, is that the middle part of the Yak Track is actually more difficult for a mid-level account than a higher level account, believe it or not. And it'll be interesting to see how this one plays.
Well, and but that's also doing the Yak Track task with everything having a skill and kill component. Yeah. That makes it a lot more manageable. I mean, it makes it a long time, but you're going to be putting in time if you're doing Fresh Start Worlds anyway.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. There's one reward that's really not showcased in-game that is on the list. The Lava Tsunami Override.
Ooh.
Makes the tsunami ability use lava instead of water.
That's cool.
Yeah, that actually is cool.
And that's a tier 48.
Oh, man.
We're going all the way, right?
All the way.
Guess we have to. I bet that looks really cool.
Yeah, I wish there was an example of it here, but I don't think there is. So
I was a bit disappointed by the sunset. Sunshine one person.
Yeah, because that's just orange. That's just an orange, sunshine rather than a yellow one. But overall, I think this Yank Track delivers on what we had previously with the other ones. Of course, the new big mechanic change is the tradable capes and the repeatable task after task 50. I think people are going to be thanking Jagex probably for keeping the skill and kills the same. That would be my guess about how they're going to feel about that.
That repeatable that 50.
Yeah, it's after 50, reward, after you complete 50.
That reward is a yak sack, so that's your other way of trying to get cape.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, one cape for 3 hours of game, or one yak sack for 3 hours of gameplay after that.
Mm-hmm. So is the last repeatable one, that's not literally just task 50 over and over.
No, it's not task 50 over and over.
Okay, I was going to say, if it's just staying agility.
No.
So it's just a skill and kill.
It's just a skill and kill.
Got it. Okay.
Which, you know, if they did make it so that it was the task 50 over and over, I think we'd be having a different conversation entirely on that. So.
Yeah, that would be kind of strange. That's initially what I thought it was.
Yeah, so just skill and kill. And, you know, I think what you wind up with in this situation is where this winds up being another experiment-based Yak Track, where they're trying out a few different things. Obviously, the big one is the tradable items that come from it, but another one is what kind of engagement are you going to get on a repeatable Yak Track task after 50, and with that, maybe with that, you can have some flexibility in terms of how much time you spend on the actual Yak Track versus how much time you spend chasing that repeatable after 50.
Right.
So I see that as a potential case for experimentation with this, but. Alrighty. I think I should thank some Patreon supporters, unless you guys have anything else on this Yak Track.
I think that's about it.
Okie dokie. So, You guys did something for Patreon that you guys have never done before, and you guys all voted for a singular monthly bit topic. Everybody voted for the skill tier list monthly bit, believe it or not. It was like 14 plus votes at 100%. Which is absolutely hilarious to see that kind of showing for that, and I guess that's a testament to what you guys are trusting us for, because as we've highlighted with the Dailyscape tier list and most recently the PVM tier list, is that these aren't your typical tier lists that you find elsewhere on the internet. We're going to be rating them to what we call the Sirion rubric. That should probably be trademarked by this point in time. But nonetheless, you can check us out at patreon.com/RSBNB. And this week in particular, I'd like to thank Alaska, Amos Reed, Anatoly D, Andrew C, Arvids L, Big Huge Rat, Chunk the Monk, Psychol RS, Diana, Drama Free, Duramax, Elo Matey, Flaza Man, Free Milk, G. Hammy, Guy Lafleur, Jacob G., Jade Gizmo, Jason S., Jeebus, Jesse W., Jim M., Ling01, Lucky Ducky, Mallet Norik, Mohan V., Nate the Great, OTR Gamer, Patty the Architect, Pernasius, Renhawk, Ricky A., Rippeth, Samuel FL, Skiotan, Scott DS, Stobeve, Tanner JW, The Naked Captain, Tim A., and Tom V. Thank you, everybody, for your support. It truly means the world to us. And if you're wondering what all this is about, you can check us out at patreon.com/RSBNB. We have tiers starting for as little as a dollar a month, where you'll gain access to our impressive back catalog of monthly bits, approaching 50 monthly bits at this point. All sorts of interesting topics. Just think of that as a monthly bonus show. You also get a special mention in our show notes, and you help fund the cost for hosting and production of RSBNB Update. And then we do have a $3 VIP tier, where you get a special VIP rank on Discord, including chat channel access and a mention on the podcast at the start of the month, in addition to high-quality stereo versions of the show, plus everything else in our starter tier. And then, if you want to give the ultimate gift, we have the insider tier for $5 a month, where you'll receive a shout-out on the podcast each and every week. In addition to that, you'll also get the outtakes that we use to make the clip show at the end of the year. And, of course, we couldn't do all this without you guys, and we're looking forward to sitting down next week and recording that monthly bit. Typically, we try and get it out on the first Friday of the month, but because September started on Thursday this month, it was a little bit tight to kind of squeeze all that in into the production schedule and whatnot, so that'll be coming out next week. So that should be a fun one to record. I know you'll be there. Tanis, Sirion will be there, and we're still nailing out who the fourth one will be. But should be a fun discussion. I think we were already being poked at the round table this past weekend about what we thought would come out on top as one of the skills, and I think everybody unanimously said archaeology. But we'll just have to wait and see until we apply the actual rubric to it. So thanks so much, everybody, for putting your trust in us and allowing us to do what we do here. It truly means the world to us. And sometimes sitting down to do these monthly bits and bonus shows and specials and whatnot, sometimes that's just the cherry on top of the RSB and the update experience. Just to give you guys a bit of an idea of some of the stuff we're working on, yesterday I received a list of clips that will make their way into the clip show from the Bank Roast special. So that will be a little bit hilarious for people who haven't heard that yet. And just to give you guys a bit of a preview of what some of the clips might be, one of the clips is called Shane's Version of Tinder. And then there's one called Oh Canada. So there's all sorts of interesting things in there. And there's also some clips, titles that I'm not going to read on the air. Zant and Tanis, you can have a look at that list and you can see which one I don't want to read on air right now. So, but thanks so much, everybody. Truly means the world to us. So with that being said, we're going to move on to Pick of the Week. Zant, what do you got for us?
So there is this neat little paid app that I found a couple years ago, and I'm usually not one that's actually going to pay for an app, but this one is quite exceptional. So it's called Fog of World, and I kind of found this on accident. I was just browsing like r/all one day, and there was a guy who just made a post about how he had biked every street in London. And he had this map that showed just this complete view of all the streets that you can see that he's marked off on this map. And the top comment was, "Dude, how did you track this?" And he posted just about this app called Fog of World. And it's kind of something that I had been looking for at the time, because I'm really into biking myself. I like exploring my town on my bike and keeping track of where I've been, where I haven't been. And that's precisely what this app does. So it keeps track of your location in the background when you're just out and about doing stuff. You can turn it on and off whenever you want. I usually just keep mine on all the time. But it creates this map that kind of clears what is called the fog of world for the places that you've actually been to.
Okay.
So it basically draws a picture on a map that shows you where you've been, where you haven't been. It has a lot of really interesting statistics. One of my favorite ones is that it'll tell you like the percentage of the world you've explored. And I'm kind of curious what mine is. I know, have explored 0.000086% of the world. Oh, what were you going
to
say, Shane?
I got to go back to London for this. Because there was one day I was there, I walked 14 kilometers.
Oh my gosh. That's a lot.
Yeah. So, carry on.
But, yeah, it's pretty simple other than that. I mean, it has ways for you to download your data to, like, Dropbox and Google Drive and such. It has a bunch of, like, achievements and such like that, whole badge system. But overall, I think it's just really cool. It feels like a way for you to just really understand where you've been in the world. And it, when I'm out and about on my bike, it kind of encourages me to go places I haven't gone. Like if I'm going up here and I can see there's the street over here that's not marked off yet, I can just go down there and kind of see what's going on down there. And it's really neat. And overall, I think it's just kind of cool to open it up when you're around you and just kind of see what your little map looks like.
And so, do you have any idea, are they using Apple servers for the data, or does it store it all on device? Are there options for that?
I am not sure about that personally.
Because this would be a really fun thing, and I think it would be even more fun if you could say, hey, don't send any of this data to Apple or anybody for that. Obviously, you said there's Dropbox and Google options, but that's if you want to take the data out, I'd imagine.
There is no user account on Fog of World. All of your data are saved in your device. You have 100% privacy. Okay. That's just in their little description.
Okay, well, that's good then. That's good.
Other thing, little nice little feature about it, the tracking actually has these three modes. One that is more geared towards accuracy, one that's more geared towards battery life, and one that's kind of a balance. So if, you know, having the location permission on all the time is kind of draining your battery, yeah, you can kind of control, yeah, that. But dude, it's such a cool little app, and sometimes I just use it as my way to kind of navigate when I'm getting around, because you can kind of see where you've been before and say, like, you just want to, like, take a bike ride to this, you know, place in a very confusing, like, town grid that you've been before and just remember what exact route you did. You can just see where you've been and basically retrace it. So it's really kind of encouraged me to get out a bit more and just, like, explore my area a bit more than I usually would instead of taking my usual routes. So it's a very cool app.
And
if you travel a lot, I definitely recommend it, because I bet your map would look really cool.
Right. And that's my regret, just that the interesting places I've gone aren't going to be marked off, because I did go. I did go down some interesting places in the US once or twice before, but that's a topic for post show about where that was. But nonetheless, looks really interesting, and it's kind of, it almost feels like Pokemon Go without the Pokemon, sort of.
Yeah. Something I've always equated it to, there's this feature in The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild that basically lets you retrace your whole path through the game. It's kind of like that, but IRL.
Okay.
And I think that's a really cool concept. But yeah, I'm kind of with you there. Like, I wish I would have downloaded this sooner, because, I mean, prior to discovering this, I had traveled out to California for TwitchCon. I had been to Sweden. I've been all over, but my map is basically confined to Virginia and North Carolina.
Right.
So, yeah, it's really cool. It is $24.99, though, so one-time purchase, no subscription or anything, so just keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting. I have my thoughts on the subscription model. It's always nice to see a one-time purchase.
I know, right?
Yeah, but thank you for the pick of the week. Sounds good. I'm going to go through some achievements right now. So starting off, we have Aomi with 99 defense on August 31st. Aomi also with 99 constitution on the 30th. And then we got a boatload on the 30th, including Donna with 99 strength, Daydreamer with 99 magic, defense, and attack. And Zant will take us through the rest of the 30th.
We also had Daydreamer with 99 strength and 99 ranged on the 30th. We had Tannis with 120 farming on the 30th. We had 82nd Airborne with 120 mining on August 29th. And Amos Reed with 120 archaeology on the 28th.
All right. And then moving on to the 27th, we have Thieves with 200 mil Hunter. Ouch. Nice job there. Then we have Daydreamer, because they were not done with 99 Constitution on the 26th. Then we have Fire Afrit with 120 Runecrafting on the 26th. Then we have River Design with 99 Construction on the 25th. And Such XP Waste with 120 Farming on the 25th. Nice job.
You got such a chuckle out of that name, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. Good job, everybody. And it still feels with this that we're kind of coming off double XP and whatnot. So congratulations all around, everyone. Janice, what have you been up to?
So I was going to start fighting stuff, but I went and put my mining gear back on and started mining.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm almost 80 mil, so it's like, dude, it's only 24 mil to go, right? Like, and it's good money. Like, if you know, I mean, I was making good money from smithing those Elder Ruin.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I guess I wasn't ready to give it up yet. And I just started back, like, this week, like, on Monday, and I've already got, like, 10K. Light Animica. So, I'm cruising, man.
I wonder how many people are mining that now, because you remember how it crashed on the week of the mining and smithing launch, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So,
I mean, there's usually a few people around, but I don't see oodles.
Yeah, okay. All right. I don't know. Every time you mention that, I'm still like, okay. But if I do that, then I'm not necessarily going to be able to, you know, play the skill when an actual 120 and whatnot were to come out. Oh, would you look at that? A baby bunny just jumps into your backpack. I was just by the act track area and fired off my greater ricochet into the rabbits, and I got a common brown rabbit.
Oh.
Oh. There you go.
That's one way to get to farm animals, I guess.
Yeah.
So
I see you're safe though, Shane, with the mining and smithing, because they ain't gonna touch that again.
That's true.
A very, very long time.
It's true. It's true. Anything else?
Nope, that's been about it for me.
All right. How about you, Zent?
So I've slowly but surely been starting to play a bit more. I did some bossing this week for the first time in forever. I did a couple Elite Dungeon trilogies with a friend, and then ended up trying to perk out a Nox bow so I can play around with this new bow meta. But that was a mistake. I had such a time getting Chroming 4. I don't remember what the other perk was on
C4E2.
Yeah, that one. 16 attemps at 1 in 5. And so there's like 400 mil out the window.
It took me 2 tries.
Oh. We'll see. I'm not mad about that.
2 tries beyond the wish.
I have a friend that just spent like a couple bill trying to get Impatient 4 devoted for, and I got that one second try. So I think I deserve this. But yeah, I finally got that handled. I did a couple next kills with Wen arrows and got a new PB like first attempt. So I'm so happy the bow meta is in. Like, I was such a fan of bows before the back bolts came out. It's just something about the style to me, and I like the range. So yeah. I'm through the roof about it. And also, I want that new shiny Last Guardian bow. But
yeah, then
here's the stipulation.
Are you gonna do the tick perfect rotation with death spores and such?
I don't know. I just want it so I can shadow die. Okay. It's so pretty. And like, that's my little thing I'm doing. Like, I'm only allowed to buy it if I'm also buying a Shadow Die with it.
Right. Okay. Okay.
But other than that, just doing my dailies and stuff and slowly trying to get de-rusted enough to do some PVM again. I have not tried Zami yet. Also, I still need to do Daughter of Chaos, because
The puzzle box is good.
I did finally do Extinction, though. I really enjoyed it.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, so now you got the Journey of Aya stuff to work on, or the
That's true.
Aya stories. I really
want the skyboxes from that.
Yeah, let me know if you ever plan on going to Zamorak. I'll go with you. I can't go solo yet. Oh,
we'll do.
Yeah.
Huh?
I. There are now two people in front of me with my kill times. I'm at 27:44 still. There is somebody at 41:06, and there is a new one at 49:48.
Oh my gosh! Oh. Is someone gonna hit an hour?
Maybe.
Oh boy.
Oh, that's hilarious. Anyways, sorry to interrupt you. Anything else?
That's about it.
All right. As for me, I am going through Yak Track doing dailies for the first bit of the week since Yak Track has been out. I've just been playing the tasks, doing what it's set to do, since that's easy enough in the starting bit. Done a few raids here and there, but aside from that, basically just dailies and Yak Track. Boring, I know. I was planning to be in a theory crafting planning phase for Strange New Worlds, but that's not happening yet until the 26th, so we'll just have to, I guess, play a bit of Yak Track until then. So, but once that
when
does...
When did you start working on that, Shane? Are you a writer or producer? When did you land that gig?
Well, I write and produce for the podcast, right?
For Strange New Worlds.
Did I say Strange New Worlds instead of Fresh Start Worlds?
I just went with it.
I don't know why. Every time that comes up, that's what immediately jumps into my mind, I guess. See, I did it that time and I didn't even realize it. Oh, boy. But yeah, that's pretty much it. So I don't think there's anything else I have left to say. You guys good?
I'm good.
Alrighty then. Well, we'll be back next week for another episode of RSPNB Update. If you guys want to subscribe and have the podcast delivered automatically to you, which is truly the best way, make sure you don't miss an episode. It lets you leave a review, and we're on all the podcast listeners out there. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, Amazon, Pocket Cast, Stitcher, and more. Just visit update.show/subscribe. And we're also on YouTube at youtube.com/RSBNB. That's where we post the video versions of the show and the nibbles when we do those. We didn't do nibbles last week because the Behind the Crown is so worthy of its own nibble that you just go listen to that episode. And if you just want the Behind the Crown, just click into the timestamps and you'll get Behind the Crown right there. And boom, it starts up right away. Once again, if you haven't listened to that, that was our recent sit-down with Maud Blackwitch talking about environment art in RuneScape. I had a fun time doing that. I think she really enjoyed herself as well. So if you haven't listened to that, go and listen to that. And I guess with that, we'll be back next week for another episode of RSBNB Update. Take care, everyone. See you then.
Yeah.